Just as she is about to open the door, she hears the chirp of her phone. She glances at the screen. Oh, it's her mother calling, which can mean only one thing. Clemmy has heard about these mythical mothers who call their daughters just to say hi, to see how they are, to say, I love you. But Elena is all business. She calls when she wants something. Darling, sorry to call in the middle of the workday, but can you do me a quick favor? Hi, Mom. Hi. Sorry. Hello, hello. I'm in a bit of a rush. In the middle of an auction for Fiona's new book. Would you mind looking something up for me? Sure, I guess. Can you see how many copies your bookstore has sold in both hardcover and paper for Strife? And how large her event was? If you don't mind, a snapshot of backlist sales would be helpful, too. It's just a microcosm, of course, but it's still helpful ammunition to bring to auction.
I don't work at the bookstore anymore, Mom.
Oh, drat. You did tell me that. I'm sorry, darling. Ah, it's been a week. Remind me, you're at some nonprofit now, right?
Yes, I've just been there for a few days. It's WLNP.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
It used to be called something else, but they changed the name.
Oh, says Elena, in a tone that sounds worrisomely pretentious. When you told me you were going to the foundation that gives out the Chestnut Prize, I hadn't put the two and two together.
What do you mean?
I just mean there's so many prizes out there, I forgot who gives out what. That one used to be called the Arthur Moeller Foundation, right? There was some sort of scandal, but honestly, I can't remember what happened. It was so long ago. I think it had something to do with Ezra Pound, maybe.
Ezra Pound? He's been dead for like 100 years.
More like 50, darling. Anyway, give me that information as soon as you can. Mom, I don't... Goodbye, darling.
And the line went dead.